FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Acting Police Minister Gwede Mantashe says the corruption allegations facing the police force must not distract officers from their core duty to protect and uphold the law. He says he's confident that a commission of inquiry set up by President Cyril Ramaphosa will pave the way for justice and accountability.
The leadership of the police is under intense public scrutiny. We await the commencement of that process. Very important principle that if you are accused, you have a right that you acquire immediately to actually clear your name, respond to the allegations. This appointment of the Joint Commission of Inquiry affirms that principle.
He was tabling the police department's budget vote for the 2025-26 financial year at the NCOP yesterday. Mantashe, who's also the Minister of Mineral and Petroleum Resources, took over the police portfolio after Senzo Mkhunu was placed on special leave. He and other senior officials have been accused by KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi of political interference in investigations. The National Consumer Commission has issued a recall for 18 Volkswagen Polo sedan vehicles over safety concerns linked to faulty seatbelts. VWSA says the issue involves incorrectly fitted belts on the driver's side due to a manufacturing mix-up. The problem could limit the seatbelt's restraint function in a crash, potentially causing serious or fatal injuries. Car owners have been asked to contact a VW-approved dealership for a checkup and possible replacement of the faulty part. On to some big news from the world of sport. Women's marathon world record holder Ruth Chepngetich has been provisionally suspended by the Athletics Integrity Unit. She's tested positive for a banned diuretic and masking agent. The Kenyan is facing a 2-year ban but has the right for her case to be heard at a disciplinary tribunal. 30-year-old Chepngetich stunned the world when she completed the Chicago Marathon last October in a time of 2 hours and 9 minutes. She had shattered the previous record by almost 2 minutes. And finally, as the world marks Nelson Mandela Day, East Coast Radio is in Changa's Madweleni area to give a struggling family a roof over their heads. The Shangase family lost their home in the devastating 2022 floods and have not been able to afford to rebuild since. People around the globe will be doing their bit to give back in honor of our former president. July the 18th was officially declared Mandela Day by the United Nations to encourage people to honor Madiba's legacy through selfless acts of community service and volunteering. Back home, we've got cool and cloudy conditions in KZN today with rain. Durban's reaching a high of 20 degrees. Maritzburg 15, Richards Bay 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.